If you're like me, you like a little spice in your morning coffee. Maybe a little cinnamon, a hint of vanilla. If you're feeling particularly daring, maybe a little nutmeg. But have you ever wondered where these delicious tastes really come from? NPR's Gregory Warner is about to take us on a sensory journey on the African spice island of Zanzibar to uncover the origins of these three familiar spices.
One of these is a bean discovered in Mexico, another is a tree native to India, and another the seed of a fruit discovered in Indonesia. But today they can all be found in any spice farm in Zanzibar, the East African island used as a spice plantation by the 18th century Omani Empire. Our guide is Fadil.
Fadil Muhammad, you welcome Zanzibar Spice Island.
And the three spices that we'll be looking at today?
Vanilla, cinnamon, and nutmeg.
Now, we're going to start with vanilla because vanilla is a prima donna, a type of orchid. It flowers only once a year, so no time for a bee to find it. A farmer has to pollinate it by hand with a stick, trumpet flower by trumpet flower.
Pollinate each and every flower, always early in the morning.
And you only have one chance.
One chance.
Because if this temperamental bloom has not been touched by noon, it dies just hours after it blossomed. And no pods will ever emerge. Pods that, after 9 months of maturing, need more careful work. They have to be boiled and then dried.
You have to dry it to the direct sun for only 1 hour. Only 1 hour.
Like I said, a prima donna. And thus, expensive. That's why the vanilla in your coffee is probably synthetic imitation made in the lab. But our next stop on the tour is, by contrast, a low-maintenance, fast-growing laurel tree. Scrape off her bark, you get delicious cinnamon, a digestive and antiseptic, while should you feel an oncoming cold or flu, just move down to her roots and chew on them. What do you taste?
Eucalyptus in it, sweet basil in it, menthol in it, so Vicks-ra, look like Vicks.
Is the cinnamon tree like the giving tree? Every part of it is...
You can use it. Yeah.
Our last spice on the tour is the most secretive. We walk up to a tree of what looks like apricots, but Fadil tosses away the fruit and holds the precious pit. He strips away the waxy red webbing.
So you broke open the shell and now you're digging out the meat from the nut.
Yeah.
This is nutmeg, used in cake and coffee, of course, but also locally in nutmeg porridge, an alleged aphrodisiac.
This is aphrodisiac, but when you this was, make sure you are... Husband, very closed.
Wait, you mean if your husband is not around?
If your husband is not around, don't eat nutmeg porridge.
Such is the power of the nutmeg powder. The island of Zanzibar has a soil and climate ideal for spices, and it's situated in the crosshairs of ancient trade winds. So it was a key stop on the spice route between Asia and Europe. But I asked Fadil to choose one spice, his favorite, his desert island spice.
Zanzibar is Spice Island. So we got this name around 1818. We got this name because of the one thing is called cloves.
Cloves used to be produced on this island in such number that arriving sailors used to catch their scent from giant warehouses by the harbor. Madagascar has now supplanted Zanzibar as the chief exporter, but Fadil Muhammad says that cloves will always remind him of his home.
Zanzibar.
Gregory Warner, NPR News.